When UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk met victims of the rebel conflicts in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, he said more must be done to fight the violence that has forced millions of people to flee their homes. Turk says justice must be applied, that there is a need for transitional justice. He says he has worked with the authorities on this, but given the precariousness of the humanitarian situation, it is urgent to work on it in a very strong way so that peace can return. Turk was speaking in Goma on Wednesday after visiting a camp for internally displaced persons in Bulengo, west of Goma in North Kivu province. The camp is home to thousands of people who fled when the M23 militant attacked their villages. The UN's human rights chief was accompanied in Goma by the representative of the UN Secretary General in the DRC, Bintou Keita, and Congolese Human Rights Minister Fabrice Puela. The UN and the International Organization for Migration estimate around 7 million people are internally displaced in the eastern DRC, making it one of the world's biggest displacement crises. The world body has called for $2.6 billion American dollars in aid to help the displaced and to fend off hunger. Hundreds of thousands of displaced people live in camp Turk visited, often spending days without food and sometimes cramped in churches transformed into dormitories. Some of them, such as Furaha Jose, are asking for help to come home. She says she's asking the UN authorities to help them get back to their homes, because where they are, they can't trade or go to the field. At the camp, many residents have memories of human rights violations committed by M23 rebels. They hope his visit will speed things up so that they can obtain justice. She says they fled the rebels' abuses, and along the way they were victims of more. Aline says she is delighted by the UN commissioner's visit and hopes that solutions to her problems will be found. The M23 is one of the largest and most violent of the more than 100 rebel groups operating in the eastern DRC. Turk's mission, which continues until Thursday, includes meetings with senior officials to discuss strategies for protecting civilians and preventing human rights violations. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi in Goma.